March 11th will likely be remembered in Spain in much the same way that September the 11th is remembered here. 10 bombs exploded in train stations in Madrid at the height of rush hour this morning. Spain's Interior Ministry reports 190 dead and more than 1,200 injured. That's one of the worst terrorist attacks in European history. The government was quick to blame the Basque separatist group ETA, but no claim of responsibility has been made, and some experts caution that it may be too soon to rule out other possible suspects. The attacks come just days before nationwide elections in which ETA, terrorism, and the Spanish government's support for the war in Iraq are all issues. Joining us now on the phone from Madrid is Juan Pedro Velázquez, deputy editor of the newspaper El País, and thanks very much for speaking with us on what has to be a very terrible day there.
Thank you.
First, I want to ask about a story that is just breaking on the wires here now. The Spanish Interior Minister says police have discovered a van with detonators and Arabic language tapes of Quranic verses. NPR News has not yet been able to confirm this story. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the Interior Minister just came out 10 minutes ago on national television saying that they have opened a new line of investigation, and that means they have found a stolen van, with audio tapes of text of the Holy Quran, and in a town, Alcalá, which is near the line where the explosions, the railway line where the explosions took place.
Well, let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
Still, the government insists the prime line of investigation is still ETA, the Basque separatist group. But what they have said now is that they have opened a second line of investigation, looking at a possible Islamic terrorism attack.
Take us back to the beginning of this story, 7:30 this morning, local time there in Madrid. Describe for us what happened.
What happened this morning, it was 7:30, between 7:30 and 7:45, we have several explosions in three different trains in the same railway line coming to Madrid from the eastern suburbs. In the trains, they were packed at the rush hour, the morning rush hour. They were full of workers and students coming into Madrid. These southeastern suburbs of Madrid, whose population is mainly working class.
Anything known about the types of bombs that were used?
The police is talking about dynamite. Dynamite, a material that ETA uses frequently in its attacks.
And as I understand it, it could have been worse. The police found three other bombs that did not explode.
Yes, but sometimes they're like trap bombs.
Now, nothing like this has ever happened in Spain before. ETA has been active for many years, but nothing like this.
Nothing like that. There are many new elements in this attack, and that means we cannot make conclusions. We cannot make very fast conclusions about what happened today, and we have to be careful, and it will take a few days to find out who really did this.
Now, in the past, ETA has not been involved in attacks on civilians. I think 21 people were killed in an explosion in a supermarket some years ago. But ETA
that was the bloodiest attack until today.
But one
big difference is that on that occasion, ETA warned in advance that it was putting a bomb in a supermarket. This time, there was no previous warning.
And as you say, warnings have been typical of ETA in the past. And as a rule, don't they also claim responsibility for what they do?
They do claim responsibility, but it sometimes, most of the times, takes weeks or months to take responsibility. A new element here is that ETA's political wing, Batasuna, has condemned the attack. Batasuna never condemns the ETA attacks. They will say they are sorry, but they will not condemn strongly like they did today. That is a new element as well.
Now, as we mentioned, ETA and terrorism and, of course, the Spanish government's support for the war in Iraq were all issues in the elections. They're scheduled for Sunday.
Yes, yes, of course. The issue of the war, of the strong support that that Prime Minister Aznar gave to President Bush in the war in Iraq is one of the main issues in the election.
There was also a case of a principal socialist, the opposition party, the socialist member, who was found to have been in negotiations with ETA in violation of Spanish policy. And then an embarrassment, the government apparently said they believed he was negotiating a separate ceasefire with ETA to cover one region of Spain in Catalonia. And he denied it. But then ETA apparently announced a ceasefire to cover Catalonia.
Yes, that's right. That happened at the beginning of this year. I was a Catalan politician, went to speak to ETA leaders in southern France, allegedly to negotiate a truce only for Catalonia. And this attack, if in fact ETA is responsible, the attack today will demonstrate that ETA is willing to kill in Madrid.
Is there any thought at this moment, given the shock of all of this happening and now doubts about who may have been responsible, is any thought being given to postponing the elections?
No, I don't think so. Nobody has thought about that yet. The campaign has been suspended, so we have there will be no campaign, only the voting on Sunday. But nobody has spoken about the possibility of canceling the elections.
And remind us one more time about the discovery of this van. That, of course, happened today after the explosions?
I don't know exactly when it happened. The minister, I didn't say exactly when this happened. But the fact that the van was stolen and it was located in a town of Alcalá, a town located right next to the railway line where the explosions took place. It's a stop before the railway line goes through Madrid.
Now, just a couple of weeks ago,
The location is very important, the location where the van was found.
Just a couple of weeks ago, another van was intercepted by police that was crammed with, as I understand it, 500 kilograms, that's about 1,200 pounds of the same kind of dynamite, right?
Yes, yes. And in Christmas time, there was some explosive material intercepted in trains coming from the north towards Madrid.
So all of that, part of what has led the government to blame ETA for this, the Basque separatist group.
Yes. So there are elements pointing in two different directions. We will have to wait maybe 1-2 days to find out who really did this.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us on a very sad day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Juan Pedro Velasquez is deputy editor of the newspaper El País, and he joined us from his office in Madrid, Spain. And with us now is Richard Evans. He's editor of Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center. He joins us from London, England, and thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
First of all, let me ask you about your reaction to the discovery of this ban and this van. Again, if you joined us late, it has Quranic verses on tape in it, and it's caused the Spanish government to open a new line of investigation into today's attacks.
Yes, it has, hasn't it? I think, like your previous speaker, I would caution that there are some elements here to this attack which really point in a number of different directions. And I think until more forensic evidence is gathered from the scene and more investigations are conducted, it's going to be very hard, Neil, to say definitively whether this was the work of the Basque separatist group ETA, even though the government seems very quick this morning to have blamed the group for the attacks, or whether it may have been the work perhaps of international Islamic militant groups.
And obviously Spain, as we mentioned before, a major supporter of both Britain and the United States in favor of the war in Iraq. There have also been discoveries and charges against Al-Qaeda cells said to have been operating in Spain.
Well, that's correct. I mean, I think there's little doubt nowadays that Spain does lie within the crosshairs of al-Qaeda and the broader global jihad movement of which al-Qaeda is a part. I believe al-Qaeda figures have issued threats against Spain specifically. The country, as you rightly point out, appears to have served at various times as a logistics base for suspected al-Qaeda operatives, as arrests of several individuals there post-September 11th have clearly shown.
And we're just getting a little bit more information that the van was found today outside of Madrid. Police discovered seven detonators and the tape of Quranic verses on the front seat. And one question, Richard Evans, that has to come up is there any possibility that ETA may have been working with some jihadist group or indeed with al-Qaeda?
Well, I know this has been raised as a possibility this afternoon. Again, I would caution at this stage that it's frustratingly for us, it's rather too early to tell. On the face of it, it would seem unlikely that a group like ETA, a nationalist separatist movement, which has been fighting the Spanish government since its data founding in 1959, would find any kind of common cause with, for example, Islamic militant groups motivated by principally a religious imperative. It's an interesting train of thought, but again, I'd say it's far too early to tell at this stage. More investigations need to be performed. Forensic work needs to be conducted at the scene. Also, forensic examination of the detonators found in his van need to be carried out to see exactly what kind of technology we're dealing with here, whether it in any way matches up to what we know ETA is technically capable of.
Richard,
and let's not forget, ETA certainly does seem to have the technical abilities necessary to mount the kind of multiple coordinated bomb attacks that we've seen in Madrid. They've developed and deployed successfully a whole range of sophisticated timing devices, car bombs, remote detonation mechanisms, and improvised mortars, which is one of the reasons, along with the historical resilience of the group, even in the face of significant counter-terrorist activity, that they remain one of the most proficient and deadly terrorist groups in Europe.
We're speaking with Richard Evans of Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And tell us a little bit more. Regrettably, many of us are somewhat familiar with al-Qaeda and the jihadist movements, but tell us a little bit more, if you would, about ETA, its hallmarks, as we were hearing from Juan Pedro Velasquez earlier in the program, attacks on a much smaller scale, attacks with warnings in advance.
Well, yes. I mean, that's one of the puzzling things about this attack. If indeed it transpires that ETA is responsible, not only the magnitude of the attack, as your previous speaker pointed out, ETA's previously most deadly attack was the Barcelona supermarket bombing, in which 21 people were killed. So, if ETA is behind this attack, then this really is quite a considerable escalation. Not only that, but it comes in the wake of 18 months of really quite considerable counter-terrorist activity, both by the Spanish and the French authorities. Numerous ETA suspects have been arrested, both in Spain and France, some of them suspected of being quite senior operatives. Safe houses have been raided, weapons and explosives have been seized, even ETA's suspected support base in Latin America has been targeted. But one thing I think that is noteworthy about ETA, when we look back across the history of the group since its founding in 1959, is that it's proved itself to be quite an incredibly resilient terrorist outfit. It's shown itself able to bounce back from arrests and significant security force pressure in a similar way to the manner in which the Provisional IRA has been able to regenerate over the years, over the 30 years of the Northern Ireland Troubles.
Richard Evans, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Richard Evans is the editor of Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center with us on the phone from London. And again, to remind you, 190 people are now believed dead, more than 1,200 injured in 10 bomb explosions that went off simultaneously at 7:30 this morning, the height of rush hour at train stations in Madrid, Spain. Details on this story as they continue to develop later today on NPR News. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.